This is a continuation of the February 22, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 249 for property ID 19603200. The property is owned by Christian Abaco and Odette Abaco. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Christian Abaco present for the appellant over video chat. So go ahead and raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I swear.
Thank you. Just to remind you that, or let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have any questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal. I'm going to make one question first. Your form says the assessed value is 901,261. And that's what it says on the GIS, but it is, did you get the letter from the assessor?
I got the letter in October saying that the new recommended assessment will be $875.72.
Okay. I just want to make sure you got that. They're recommending that reduction from 901 to 875.
He signed, but he didn't accept it.
Right. Okay.
Yes, that's kind of. So here I'm just trying anyway. So full disclosure, I am not a real estate specialist and I'm not in this business. My undergrad degree is geological engineering and I'm a geophysicist. So nothing much was this. But I do have family, my sister and her family, my mother, my daughter and her family with my grandson live in Vancouver. So that's hopefully our retirement home, or to spend as much as possible as we're allowed, being Canadian and not fully U.S. residents yet. So as I mentioned on my petition, we purchased this house in 2012. Sorry. As a foreclosure, and we didn't do much improvements on it. We just tried to keep it until hopefully I'm 60 now, hopefully I'll retire in a couple of years, and then do some renovation and upgrade the property. So looking at the cul-de-sac where this house is located, I felt that actually looking at their assessment versus my initial assessment, that's the property, it's overvalued, and there are lots of assumptions that being in surrounded by such nice houses, this house has the same quality. So in June, I filed a petition for a reassessment. I got the results in October, and in October, the assessor office actually tried to educate me, and I do understand that there are some architectural features which are take into account the size of the house and also the quality of the building. And the assessor provided me three properties which were sold in 2021 and were used to compare their value towards my property value. And I feel that actually those properties which were used are net superior to my property. And I had sent, last month, a few PDFs showing where I looked on realtor.ca for pictures of these properties which are sold. And also I attached the pictures of my property which I took in May last year. And I don't think that I can, I hope that you have actually those slides printed, and you can see that there are big differences between the hallway entrance, kitchen materials and kitchen size, master bedroom, and the bathrooms. All of these houses have larger hallway entry, have better materials in the bathrooms and in the kitchen, tiled granite countertops, new kitchen cabinet, comparing with my house, which all the showers have only just a plastic shell, and they have lino or on the floor, except the master, which have carpet. And even little small details like the baseboard size or the size of the windows are quite different. It's true that my house also has some nice architectural feature in the front of the house, but if you look at the picture showing the back of the house and the size of the house, it's quite square. And I feel that this house is not a good comparison with the other, with the three houses which are presented by the assessor. So the assessor is saying that actually the house on 17505 Northeast 65 Port in Vancouver, it's assessed for 860. And looking at the pictures, mine, it's assessed at 875. So I think that is not the right thing.
Question?
Yes.
You're on Montana Lane.
No, that's a mistake. I think that's a typo because all the other informations are correct with my house. I think that's a typo.
Okay, so the address of your house is the 5600 Northeast 175th Circle?
Correct.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I saw that too, but...
Okay.
If you look at the, the account number,
no, I know
196032, it's the correct one.
I know and Montana, and I knew that didn't look like Montana Lane.
Yeah, but. Yes, and the year, the year when it was built, the acreage, is the same.
Okay.
Yeah, so my point is, if you flip through the pictures showing the main features, which I'm saying hallway entry, kitchen, bathrooms, master bedroom, it is quite a difference in the quality of those buildings compared to mine. And two of them, and actually they're assessed less than mine. And I don't think that's right.
Okay.
Okay, I think I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I understand it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for allowing me to talk to you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 22nd, 2023 hearing to the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves two properties. The first is case 346 for property ID 146463000. And the second is case number 347 for property ID 982-04-000. Both properties are owned by George F. Alexander and Sharon C. Alexander. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Not really. Although the assessor did adjust that one that we don't have, I kind of wondered about applying that same adjustment to the other vacant land parcel that's there, which would bring it down from 322.
Wait, John, you have any questions on the information? And I'm going to close the hearing.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 22nd, 2023 hearings at the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 342 for property ID 976-26136. The property is owned by Aaron J. Brasher. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Terry Brasher present as the representative for the appellant over video chat. So Terry, go ahead and raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Okay.
You swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, thank you. We've done this more than once because I don't understand. I understand why the value goes up, all kinds of factors. But the bottom line is what I don't understand is Clark County Permit Inspector Officer Bill Anderson and Kevin Pridemore have both informed us that there'll be no building permits or anything. We had purchased it for privacy and a future build on it for retirement. But we've been informed by both of them from the permit office that the lot dimensions, the size, they will never issue a permit as it stands. And I can't do another building on it because I don't have an actual building on it to begin with. So doesn't have power, doesn't have water, doesn't have sewer. They won't permit me to build on it. So I understand paying property taxes on it, but paying the same property taxes that other people pay for a lot that is buildable, not to mention that it's not buildable as it stands because of the erosion issue. We sit above the neighborhood below, and that's why I submitted the bid for the retaining wall. That was when we were under the assumption that we could build if we solved the erosion problem. But since talking to both Kevin and Mr. Anderson, that's a moot point because they're not going to permit it anyway because of the dimensions. So I just would like a fair assessment. I tried to get you a comp. I even had real estate agent help me. There is no lot with that dimensions without any power, water, sewer, anything at the end of a cul-de-sac anywhere that's comparable. I couldn't find it. They couldn't find it. So the best I could do was send you pictures showing just how much of the land isn't there from the drop-off and the facts that Clark County themselves say it's not buildable. So I if there's something else you need, I don't know what that is.
You said you bought this for privacy and for future building site. What's the do you live there next door?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. We're the address. We're the adjacent lot. So our home sits on one lot. The second lot is what they call a flag lot. So it tucks behind our property. So you have to cross across our property to get to it. And we bought that for one. We didn't want anybody crossing in front of our front door to get to their property. And then we thought that at retirement, you know, we'd have our house paid off. We could build another house for rental income. And now we've found out that that's a moot point. So right now it's just, I guess, put a garden in and maybe a basketball court for the kid. I don't know, because they're not going to permit it. So.
Okay. I don't have any further questions.
Did you buy this last year or in 2021?
No, sir. We've owned that for 22 years. We purchased it from Pacific Homes. So we haven't been able to check into, well, I'm sure Clark County's correct on the dimensions and it not being big enough to build on. But I'm guessing that if it was sold as a residential lot, obviously we can't make it a residential lot if we can't get a permit to build on it because of its dimensions. It was their first subdivision that they did, and there was a lot of learning curve for them. So it doesn't surprise me that the dimensions are not fit, as Clark County has told us. So we're just kind of I guess we have it for extra space with no structures able to be put on it now.
Do you have any of this in writing from the engineer's office or anything from the county telling you that you cannot build on it? And
yes, sir, I do. I have, I'm sorry, he just sent him about 2 weeks ago or a week ago. That would be Mr. Bill Anderson at clark.w.gov informing me in an email that because we wanted to do a fireplace, you know, have a fireplace to gather and, you know, enjoy family time. And we have been told that that's not an option, that it's not buildable. And I have multiple emails from him because it's kind of been an ongoing thing, because I don't understand how we could buy a residential lot and then it just not be buildable. But I understand mistakes are made.
So have you provided that information to the assessor to try to get them to change the value on this?
Okay, well, we've actually changed the value successfully every year, with the exception of, well, because COVID last year, the last 2 years because of the upheaval we all had. But every year prior to that, they have went back and lowered it. I'm not sure why. I don't know if you can fix something like that where they can go in and flag it and say, okay, you know, this isn't buildable, so let's not raise it according to real estate values. But so far, I've had to petition it every year. And every year besides the last 2 years, they have dramatically lowered it for me. But I've had to go through this procedure every year to do that. So I'm not sure. And as far as flat out telling us it is not buildable, it took me 5 months to get that answer. And I believe that email is dated about 8 days ago. And it's been an ongoing battle because one inspector said yes, one inspector said no. So then I asked him what codes. They sent me the codes that they're referring to. Being a layman, that doesn't make sense because in the code it says I destroyed a building, so I can't build a building, but there's never been anything built on it. So we're kind of at odds, but the one thing that I know is they're not allowing a structure like a fireplace or a fire pit because I don't have a structure like a building, and I can't have the building because the dimensions apparently of a lot don't work. And for years, all I've known is it was an erosion issue, which I was perfectly okay with. I understood that until I ponied up $100,000+ for a retaining wall that I couldn't build on it. So it was a big blow when we're like, okay, we'll possibly see in the future actually getting a retaining wall around it. And so we started inquiring about it. And they're like, yeah, no, that's not going to matter. So I'm just lost. That's all I know.
Okay.
And you... Can you do a lot line adjustment and just add it to your lot and then build a fireplace on it or a basketball court?
Yeah, so I asked about that. And again, not being in the business, but I feel like it's a learning curve I'm learning. I have two options, he told me, as far as that goes for future use. I can have them turn it commercial, which I don't understand because I'm in a residential only zone, and I have an email stating that. And that was from one inspector. The other inspector didn't even know what permit. And then the other option was marrying the lots and never being able to build on that lot because I've married the lot and I have a house on it already. Keep in mind that I was informed the reason. I love you, sweetie. Have a good day at work. Sorry, daughter. So keep in mind that after I got 4 months of different answers from everybody, including the inspector that told me no, I was informed that apparently a new system. I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. Are you there?
We can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I am. So keep in mind that they told me that they implemented a new system. They revamped the entire system a while ago, and nobody really knows what's going on. And they asked me, and I have an email stating this, they asked me if I could send them the emails with the correct information so they could use it for training. And to me, I've been really patient. I'm on 5 months of this, and I'm trying not to get upset because it's extremely exhausting. But I didn't feel it was my job to train, but I'm more than willing to help them with that because I don't want anybody else to go through this.
Where did you come up with the $65,000 value?
Quite honestly, I just went on what we've been getting in the past, the fact that I can't build on it, the fact I understand it is a lot. I'm not sure what value it adds to me other than personal use. And it really, quite honestly, I just averaged out what they had done in the past, and I just thought $100,000 was absurd or just under. Like I said, I just took base back when they were realistically assessing it after reevaluating it, the assessor's board, and went, okay, well, if we go back to that before they started getting insane, and then we added a $10,000 for obviously the time passed, and that's where I came up with it. It was
okay. Just shot in the dark.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
I think I got it.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate your time.
Thanks. Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you so much, all of you. You have a good day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 22nd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 343 for property ID 230737000. The property is owned by Jack Higgins and Lucille Higgins. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No question.
Lisa?
No question.
Okay, close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 22nd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 338 for property ID 192657000. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Daryl Monday present for the appellant. So we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to remind you or let you know that we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
No questions to that stuff.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Again, I'm sure that you guys have all the documents that I submitted in front of you. Looking at my request of value of $1,047,500. That is being compared to an assessor's value of $1,322,376. That's the assessor's value is over a 26% increase over the previous year's assessed value, which in turn is, again, we as a group met last year and the year before, and the year before we've met many years in a row. That's a 30% increase in the value of what, as a group, we came to a determination of the property being worth as what I paid taxes on the previous year, which is also, we met the year before that. It's a significant increase over that previous year as well. I understand that tax values go up. I support that in that understanding, but reasonable would be the best understanding that I would have and taking into account that Mr. Norwick's, you know, letter to all of the tax base saying that higher assessments don't mean higher taxes, I'm not quite sure I'm understanding of that.
So I went out.
I went out and did comparables, and again, I looked in Clark County region based on the state and the county documents that I, you know, have to guide me to what I look for, and then I go out and find what I consider to be comparable properties. I come up with a per square foot price when I look at this stuff, and that's how I create mine. We've been meeting for several years. Nothing has changed to my property except that it's gotten older. There have been no additional modifications, no additional detractions, nothing like that. So it's a consistent situation for my property. And a few years back, I brought to everybody's attention that the builder of my home, with my permission, took my floor plans and built a property off my floor plans. Now, he made a couple of enhancements, improvements, which you would expect a builder to do as they do that. Basically, he added a few square foot here and a few square foot there in the house, added an extra bathroom, which is always nice to have and so forth. But the comparable property, I've included that in the documentation as I did a few years back. It's within 6 miles of my home. If you look at it in the documentation, it's identical, you know, elevation views. It's got an outbuilding, shop building, just like mine does, everything.
Copy for just a minute. Which one of your comps is that?
Well, it's not a comp because it didn't sell. I included it when I submitted my final documentation. I included it just for reference in there.
Am I missing it? Were there information about it?
Yes, there was information. I included the GIS documents that I printed off of the Clark County GIS system,
The last three pages.
Yeah, last two pages. Yes.
Okay.
But again.
Okay.
No problem. I understand. If you look at the property, it's within 6 miles of my house. The elevations are identical. The floor plan, again, as I said, the builder took poetic license and expanded rooms and this and that. That's, you know, I would expect someone to do that. Once you've built it once, you know where your deficiencies are. But it has a shop just like mine and everything. And if I look at from an assessor's value, if it's an identical property on 5 acres with views, with everything the same as mine, why wouldn't it be assessed at a similar rate to mine? Yet, if you look at its assessed value, it's assessed at near $200,000 less than mine. So, if our assessment system is working correctly, you would think that a like property should be like a like property no matter what, and it's not. So, we have a deficiency in our assessment system, which I would love to consult on and correct if I could possibly help. But back to the facts, we've been meeting for a long time about my property. There isn't anything that's changed except the value continues to go up. I based my value on a certain price per square foot based on the comparable sales, which is the document and documentation that I submitted. And it's that would be page 4, I believe, of what was submitted. I showed the comparables. I came up with the price per square foot, and that's how I came to my final adjusted value request of $1,047,500.
Does this identical home, does it have the detached garage in the area above that is it 3,500 square feet?
I've never been in it, but I know that the footprint of it is actually 2 feet bigger than mine in one direction, equal in another direction. It looks the same, or it looks, you know, as similar as possible.
Does it have the detached garage?
Yeah, it is detached. Yes, ma'am. It has the square footprint of the house And then it has the second building, which footprint-wise is same size as my second building footprint.
Okay. So you have an attached garage, and then you have a separate building with a detached garage?
The way it's always been, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And in, as we've discussed in the past, in my separate building, I have a, you know, there's an office, there's storage area. As you have children growing up, it's always nice to be able to get out of the main house and get to the quiet of an office where you can work.
Because this one, I'm looking at the second floor built-in garage, 893 square feet, building two. It says detached garage, 0 square feet. I don't know.
And that's what I don't understand. They're not consistent in how they're putting the details together. You can see the footprint of the sketch of the building, but they don't have any details in the actual assessor's description in the GIS section of the.
This is area 20.
They probably just put in a flat amount for that.
But they didn't. They just didn't show it on the GIS information.
Yeah. Okay.
But you can see that it was built there. That house is 1 year newer than mine.
All right. I think I understand it.
Yeah, so do I.
I got enough information.
Yep. Okay. I'm okay. Yes.
Okay. I don't have any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you guys very much for taking the time. Please be safe out there.
Okay.
All right. You too.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Snowing
here. Yeah, it's snowing here too. We've got about 4 inches so far.
This is the February 22nd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 336 for property ID 185199005. The property is owned by Charles Taylor and Shannon Ruth Taylor. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Charles Taylor present over video chat for the appellant. So go ahead and raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in for the hearing.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. I'll just give you a little bit of history here in the last couple of years. So this house, it very, very beat up. So when we bought it, so the assessed value in January 1st of 2019 was $664,000. And then shortly after that, it went for sale for $650, so about $14,000 less. And it sat on the market until July when we went into contract. So because the house is so beat up, we got the house in August of 2019 for $568, so significantly less than the assessed value at $1.1. Then January 1st of 2020, we got the notice then was that the value was $702,000. So, again, what's that, about $130,000, $140,000 more than our paid price for it. And so I appealed to the board. I said, hey, I just bought this a couple months ago, so I don't think 702 is the right number. I think it 568, which is what we paid for it, and then the your team agreed, and so then it went to 568. We got that notice. I think that was in March of 2020. And then it was 2021. March of 2021, we got that notice. And then within 3 months, we got a new assessment for the following year that said 765. So they raised it 35% that year to, you know, from 568 to 765. And then we've painted and we put in new carpet and we've been fixing things, but we have certainly not added $200,000 of value. So the house is still needs a lot of work. And so now here we are at $918,000. The kitchen, and my comparison that I gave to the assessor, my kitchen just isn't not. It's held together with Velcro and tape. Some of the cupboards are, and the oven that's built in, the handle's broken, and the glass is broken, and the microwave that's built in doesn't work, and the countertops, a lot of it's broken. And at that time, on January 1st of 2020, I had a water leak, and you could walk through the wall between the laundry room and the downstairs bathroom. So the laundry room is mostly fixed now, but the downstairs shower is still not fixed. There's just a weird history of this house just being assessed really high. I said that in my stuff to them, and then they gave me back that sales comparison, and I'm looking at the sales comparison, and I see the houses that they've applied, and again, those are all in much better shape than my house is. And also, too, it's very strange to me that, you know, they've used these inflated trended sale amounts that are significantly higher than the published market value on the Clark County website for these homes. So, I mean, just for instance, the first one, 69th Avenue, they're using a number of $970,000, but the market value that's published on the Clark County website is $747,000. So they're using a $223,000 valuation to bump mine up, but that house that's going to be using being compared is significantly less. That's, you know, copy and paste for the other two as well. I don't understand.
Let me just tell you, last year their study indicated that there was a 21%, or in 2021, there was a 21% increase overall in Clark County for houses in this category. And so when the purchase date is, let's say that first one is June of 21, they would use that 21% for the remaining 6 months of the year times the purchase price to get an estimated purchase price at 12/31/21. So that's what that adjusted sale price is. It's a trended market value based on the trend of sales during 2021. The market values went up 21% during that year, so it would be roughly half of that. So it would be 10.5% increase. It could be.
But I see on the Clark County website, the market value on that house is not that number. The market value on that house is $747,000. So they did a study, but why is the market value on the Clark County website say something that's significantly different?
It could be wrong, but you know, we can't go by assessed values.
That's what they're doing. They're assessing my value based on these, you know, made up numbers here. So it doesn't, you know. And again, if we use that logic, what happened in 2021, I had written in and I said, was there a mistake? Why did mine go up 35% when everyone else's was, I mean, the published was 12%. So something happened in 2021 that mine went up 35% instead of 12 or whatever, like everybody else. So
again, did we adjust it last year?
Yeah. We did the first year when he first bought it. We adjusted
right
that year. And then our value is only good for 1 year. So they totally ignore our value the next year. And they don't start with like 568 and then go forward by 12%. That's not even the way they do it. And when you appeal to us, what you need to provide us are comparable sales of homes that you think are comparable in value to yours.
Right, and, which I did that. You have that sheet, right?
Well, you, yes, right. And then you put out this information here about this building. Is this a building that you built on your property?
A pool building, yes.
Okay, and I finally found one date on one thing that said 2 of 20. Is that when you built it?
2 of 20?
I mean, I wonder when you built it.
It was May of 20, yes.
Oh, here's one for, okay. So that's been on there for a couple of years, okay.
Right.
So that could be part of what they included in their value, too. So how large is the pole building?
40 by 60.
The only thing I can tell you is that if you've got things that are unrepaired, I mean that you can clearly demonstrate that there's repair needed with the picture, and get a bid from a contractor as what it takes to bring it back to a standard look, you need to submit those, and you can deduct that from the value that the assessor puts on it.
Pictures of your house. She just provided the ones of this other beautiful place, but we didn't have any of the condition of your home, nor were there any bids for repairs.
Yeah, I missed the email saying that this meeting was coming, and I didn't do it on time, so I missed that.
Well,
I thought I could tell you that, and then also too, I had to put a new roof on in May, so that was new roof and gutters, that was $40,000.
In May of 2020?
Yeah. No, not of 2020, of last spring, 2022.
Okay.
After this date, the assessment date.
Yeah, those are things that you could have provided that demonstrates a lower value as of January 1 of 2022, but if you don't provide those, we can't do anything about it.
Yeah, I thought I had that in my, you guys don't have the my write-up and stuff like that?
The only thing we have is about the pole barn.
You don't have the my write-up, the pictures and all the things I've written and stuff like that?
Well, we have your comparable worksheet. We have the pictures of this, looks like this is a comp that you were comparing your house to.
Yeah, and so then I've put in there dollar amounts and stuff like that.
But aren't these pictures? Oh, and when you said this would be a $75,000 remodel, is that what you're talking about?
I have the adjusted price, and I had kitchen and landscaping and bathrooms and decks and main living upgrades, and I list all that in there.
This is all that this other home that you're showing us, correct?
Right, because it says on the instructions to take the other home and then deduct things, right? That's what it says in the instructions.
Right, but Dan was saying if you have repairs and things that you need to do to your home, you should provide bids on what you need to do to improve your home.
Okay, I was following the instructions that it said on the sheet to show the deductions. So I did that.
Yeah, but you have to have you can't just say it's $400,000 to make this home comparable. You have to demonstrate that by evidence.
With bids, you can't just ballpark and say this would be $75,000, this would be $150,000. That's why it's easier to do it on your own home and show us what work needs to be done. Because unless the owner of this home is going to give you their bills and show you what they paid, you don't really know what any of this cost. And we didn't have any pictures of your house. We couldn't even begin to even know if this was a good comparison with your house at all.
Okay, so what do I need to do to...
Well, for next year, there's several things you can do. And I gave you a couple ideas. Michelle can probably give you some...
I mean, because if we go back to the rule, it is the market value is the amount of money a buyer is willing to pay, and a buyer would not be willing to pay $918,000 for my house.
Okay, so
I feel I've demonstrated that.
How you print? how you prove that is by showing other comparable sales of homes that are like yours and what they sold for. And if they're selling in the $700,000 to $800,000 range, that's how you show, you know, good comps to your house. This is what they're selling for. They're not selling for 918. And that isn't what you gave us.
So they're what they provided, saying 865 and 905 and 816. So you're going to use that number plus their study is what you're doing. So you're not using solid information. You're just using their study. So they provided their study, and I provided my information, but I have burden of proof, right?
Correct. Unfortunately, by state law,
I'm totally screwed, aren't I?
Well, for this year, it's not going to
happen. Again.
But for next year.
Last year and this year, I'm screwed.
Well, next year, you know, you have another opportunity. And there is some work involved on your part to get ready for
a year. I've been doing lots of work. I did all this study of figuring out what's going on and why my house is apparently, you know, assessed at, you know, $200,000, $250,000 more than the comparable ones.
Yeah, you need to have pictures of your house, what's failing and what's wrong, and a bid to accompany that. Say, okay, here's my kitchen, and I need to have new cupboards and show the cupboards that are all falling apart, and I need to have those. It's going to cost me $100,000 or whatever it is. And it can't just be an upgrade. If you've got functional stuff, as long as it looks decent, that doesn't cut. I mean, an upgrade generally adds to the value of your property. But if you have something that's failing, you know, if you have windows that are broken, you have windows that are got fog in them or whatever the case may be, pictures of those plus a bid to replace your windows or bid to replace the roof. If you had that bill in here, we could probably deduct that because you did it in 2022, you said. So that could be rolled back to 2022 January. But if you don't provide that stuff, we can't do that.
So the fact that the county is assessing these comparable houses they've picked out for significantly less, that has nothing to do with anything.
That'll catch up with them. That will catch up with them. Sometimes the county's behind. There's a sale, and by the time it gets recorded, and then they do their reval for the next year, but it'll catch up with them.
Well, I must say this is incredibly disappointing.
Let me just give you another pointer. You have the opportunity to appeal to the state, and it's the same type of a hearing, but you have to provide evidence. You have to prove that it costs that much to do whatever you need to do to your house and demonstrate that with pictures. Pictures and evidence. If you apply to that to go to the state, it usually takes several months before they get to your property again. So you have time to accumulate that information if you so choose to go to the state and demonstrate that. It's a whole new hearing. You don't have to be bound by what you've said here. You can put together your information and apply to the state for a rehearing of this case. Now, the assessor still has the presumption of correctness, so you've got to overcome the fact that what he's showing is not the right thing, and here's what my house really looks like, and here's what my house really is and needs all these things, and here's the evidence.
Meaning bids. And if you do that'll help you.
I told you at the beginning that the assessor has the presumption of correctness. And you have to prove that he's wrong.
And they're going to want to see what your house looks like inside. And they're going to want to see the bids. And then find some homes that you feel are comparable to the condition you think your house is in as much as you can. Then, like Dan said, you can't just make a $400,000 deduction on a comparable and say, well, this looks like it would cost $75,000. This looks like it would cost $100,000. Unless you have documentation to prove that. But even then, you still have to show what your house looks like. Otherwise, we don't have any idea what your home really looks like inside. This is not skewed in favor of the taxpayer, unfortunately. And we're all taxpayers, too. That's why we try to help and give you some information so that you can be successful or at least, you know, present a good case when you have a hearing. I don't have any other.
Anything else you want to add?
Doesn't matter now.
Well, like I said, you still have the opportunity to appeal to the state.
Michelle, is that through you?
So we can help you get the paperwork. The state level has their own application process, but it runs very similarly to ours.
Okay. We need to move on. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 22nd, 2023 hearings of Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 341 for property ID 66590000. The property is owned by Kevin J. Tully and Emily S. Lynch. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office and no one present at the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 22nd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 344 for property ID 215-426-000. The property is owned by Yiking Zhang and Yin Tai. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Yiking Zhang present over the phone for the appellant. So I know we can't see you, but go ahead and raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yeah, I do. I swear.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like it.
Yeah, I understand.
So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further embellish your appeal. So go ahead and tell us whatever you want to.
Yeah, I purchased this property in May of 2020. At that time, the purchase price was $835,000. And at that time, I know the property tax is based on over $1 million. But at that time, I know my purchase price is low, much lower than that assessed value, but I really don't know what should I do. So I just pay whatever the tax I own until I this year. Last year I received the property estimate for 2022, and I saw this jump quite a bit. So when I talked to my friend, and then friend said, "Oh yeah, you could file a petition to see if you can get a lower the tax based on your purchase price." So that's why I
I prepared this calculation based on the official number, the which year the percentage increase by the county, the assets value. So 2021 is 3%, and 2022 is 18.1%. Based on that, and also based on my purchase price, so then I come up with this number. So I just send this in. So I hope we can receive some discount. I mean, based on the real purchase price and the percentage increase. Yeah.
Where did you come up with those percentages?
I'm sorry?
Where did you get those percentages?
The 3% and the 18%. Oh, yeah. So I just, the calculation. So today, the new value minus previous value, then divide by previous value. So that's 18%. So like the based on the letter I received last June, so the new value is $1.272 million, and the previous value is $1,777,000. So I subtract that and the divide, so that's the percentage increase.
Got it.
Increase, the $190,000. Yeah. So that's the my calculation.
Got it.
Yeah.
I don't have any other questions.
I don't have any other questions. No, not really.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
All right.
I have no questions.
I think we have your information, so you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I my hearing is pretty bad.
You get a written response from us within 30 days.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Close the hearing.
Okay. Okay.